Good evening. My name is Mary Arsenault. I teach science in the seventh grade, and I am very thankful to have the opportunity to have my voice heard here today. 2 years ago, when I was teaching in sixth grade, a student got in two fights the first week of school and received zero consequences. In the absence of appropriate disciplinary action, this student's behavior escalated and became more frequent. His abusive behavior towards other students and adults continued for 2 years until he was recently removed from the school for an alleged illegal action. Another student fist bumped multiple kids with a pushpin between his fingers, resulting in puncture wounds and forcing many parents to bring their children to seek medical care. Parents, rightfully enraged, forced the administration to move him off that team to mine, where his behaviors began to influence the students there. Disruptive behaviors escalated on my team more and more, and those students that sit on the fence of whether or not to get on the, you know, bad side, good side, started to kind of falter along. I started hearing other grossly inappropriate behaviors towards other students and teachers on other teams. Most were physical in nature, some sexual, and some racist. In some instances, innocent bystanders were injured. There have been three physical assaults on teachers this year, one landing a teacher in the hospital. As recently as 2 weeks ago, I comforted a teacher who was in tears. She had just been assaulted by a student who shoved papers in her face in a fit of anger in the hallway. I understood her tears more than you know, because last year I was in a situation where a student, according to his own mother, was treating me as his father treats her. Despite my emails, calls, meetings with administration, this child continued to treat me terribly and would hijack his science class almost every time he walked in my door, if he decided to walk into my door at all. I tried everything: positive reinforcement, ignoring behaviors, restorative practices. Nothing worked. He literally stole from me and stole many educational opportunities from the students in his classroom. Andre and I have two young daughters, one who will be here in a year and a half. She's very small and petite. And the other who will enter KMS with the current second graders. At our meeting on June 25th last year, when we all met together to talk to Mario, the district's current second grade was identified by the superintendent as the worst behaved in the district. This sounds like a crisis in need of more intervention than is being given. Friends ask me all the time what I think of KMS. I think you can get through without incident. If your child has made it through without being in a class where their education was being hijacked, then I'm very happy for you and your child. I have had the pleasure of teaching some classes with no disruptions. I personally don't want to leave my daughter's educations to chance. I am asking for more clear regulations and consequences for all students. I'm requesting programs for students who are behaviorally or emotionally unavailable to learn. No matter who you are or what your circumstances or issues are, you should be held to the same standards just as in the real world. I am asking for an administration that puts all of our kids first and supplies appropriate personnel to make sure this school is a great place to learn and a great place to teach. Thank you.